Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Pentecost is one of those pinnacle moments in our liturgical year. And the obvious understanding of Pentecost is the giving over of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and all of the gifts of the Spirit that flow from that. But there is a second aspect of Pentecost that is equally important to us, and that is it's also the birth of the church, the living, breathing body of Christ that is all of us, missioned to continue to make his present known to the world. And from that first day of Pentecost until now, there has been a twofold aspect in how we live that out. We rely on the presence of the Spirit to not only dwell in us, but flow out of us, allowing us to make Christ known to those we meet, allowing us to be that merciful, loving, compassionate presence of Christ to the world. And the other aspect is we gather together as church because it is in this community that comes together that we learn how to do that best. The church is our support group, our training network, and our team. And we learn from each other through example and through the gifts the church brings into the world, the presence of Christ in the sacraments, the presence of Christ in the Word of God, and in the presence of God we find in each other. And it's the church that gives us a way to interpret the tools that the Spirit has already given us. And I think if we want to think of the church at its best, we can think of the church as our practice. And if you've ever played a sport, you know that in order to become better at it, you got to practice. Anyone that's ever played football remembers those days in junior high and high school in the summertime that you called two-a-days, which were the most miserable, awful, trying things. At least that's how they appeared at first. But after your first season of doing that, you recognize that it's in those two-a-days that you build up stamina and strength. You learn to work together as a team, and you learn to support each other and guide each other. If you've ever played an instrument, you know that playing scales aren't the funnest thing in the world to do. But it's only in learning those basics that you can go on to play beautiful music. Well, this community that gathers together is that team that we come together with. We train together, we work together, we encourage one another so that we can go out and play the game, make God's presence known in the world. And the thing about a team is that we're never all at our best all the time. But we hold each other up when we're weak. And we support each other and compliment each other and sometimes even correct each other in order to become better. Pentecost is the coming together not just of the Holy Spirit and us, but the Holy Spirit and the church. And the thing about the church is we all move towards salvation. We carry each other along. We drag each other if necessary. We all move closer to the fullness of the kingdom of God.